The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq, who you guys come to see tonight? Shaq, we're on live.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom, shakalaka.
Today's ShaqCast is presented by BetOnline.ag. The biggest names, biggest teams, and biggest moments are happening all month long in October. BetOnline.ag is your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% bonus when you sign up today at BetOnline.ag. And today we're joined by an old friend of Shaq's, longtime Lakers photographer Andy Bernstein is on the show. We punch in a few more theme song contestants. We will debut Reading Rainbow. And I'm not very proud of it. Of course, we'll get Borderline, and John and Shaq will face off in a round of Who's Bigger. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
There are a lot of things that are great flavor that I'm not a fan of.
They're going to vote you out.
Have you guys considered?
you can't vote me out, baby.
Next meeting.
Nah, I'm on the board. I'm on the board, baby.
All in favor?
That bitch needs to be fine.
This is the Richard Bay Show back in the day, Shaq. Do you remember Richard Bay Show on Channel 9?
The no, Super I remember Station? Richard Simmons.
Well, they had Richard Simmons is great. The Richard Bay Show.
On WOR.
He would always have, like, big-breasted women versus little-breasted women, and then they would have them, like, that would be like...
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, it was the topic of the day. Either. The Richard Bay Show.
And the only breast show I remember was Benny Hill.
Yep.
Well, he would have, like, and the topics would be totally inappropriate.
Oh.
Like big-breasted women versus little-breasted women.
Oh, my God.
And then he'd have them running through obstacle courses.
All right, John.
They did. People know. People who listen to the
show
know.
No,
people know. We got to dig it. Find Richard Bay, and you'll find that this happened. By the way, Richard Simmons, I've told you that story, Shaq,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's been to your house, yeah.
He was at my housewarming party in his little skimpy shorts. Back in 1994, I'll send you the picture.
I don't want to see that picture.
Yes, you do.
All the nasty stuff we get sent to by Shaq, you don't want to see a picture of Richard Simmons in his little underpants?
I mean,
you
seriously.
Little snitchy witchy.
All the girls in France.
Yeah.
Don't believe it, underpants.
Okay, so speaking of underpants. This didn't come up. This came up like briefly last week.
This
but I got
is incredible.
A lot of people that say, why didn't you mention that Shaq outed Chuck on Jimmy Fallon for not wearing underpants?
I did not out him. They wanted me to ask him a question that nobody will know, so I asked him that question.
So apparently Chuck has not worn underpants in 10 years.
Okay.
That is a horrible thought.
Because Chuck's
a horrible
okay,
thought.
It is, because Chuck's a guy who definitely sweats.
he must
get to wear a suit one time and then have to have it dry clean. Because I guarantee
take it back out and hose it
oh
off.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Just the butt and the ball stank would just ruin the pants.
The butt
and the ball stank. Because you know Charles is sweating. The minute they put on the bright lights, Charles is like, he's lost a pound. I mean, it's the heat comes
that's
on.
A terrible,
and by the way, Charles
visual.
Charles wears nice suits. He does. No matter how much you bust on him, Shaq, he wears nice suits.
Whoa.
You don't
stop
think he
it,
wears
John.
Nice suits? Oh. Come on, B-Dog.
You said out for how much you bust on him.
Bust on him. Oh, there you go. Pause.
Wow.
Pause.
Playoffs. Playoffs.
There you go.
Hey, my only thinking with that would be like his suit must be like dry fit. And it just absorbs the moisture. Because there's no.
I think you're overthinking.
Yeah, but it doesn't do smell. The smell. I mean, seriously.
I've never been a no underpants person.
I have never ever been.
I've never ever been that way.
Leaving. I do not. I shower at the gym
in underpants.
I shower at the gym
in his underpants,
and then I drive. And then I drive home to get real showered for work. So when I get in at the gym, after I've I have a pair of shorts that I can just slip on, no underwear.
John is never freer than in that drive.
No, it's wonderful.
From the gym.
I'm hoping
to the house.
I get pulled over sometime because the cops will be impressed.
Yeah, sure.
At least they'll be impressed.
So my question is, did Charles answer the question?
Yeah, he said that's right. He has not worn underpants in 10 years.
Ooh-wee. See, that's horrifying.
10 years.
That's horrifying.
Of sitting in that chair.
Oh, man. Then the chair must on. The chair must have a little extra zing to it, too, then, at this point.
Zing.
Nobody else wants to sit in that chair. Shaq, have you checked your phone, by the way? I've sent you some stuff. I want you to make sure you've checked your phone. I've
what
sent
are you
a couple.
Sending him?
I've sent him a couple. I did send him the Richard
Simmons. Pictures of Richard
Simmons? I sent him
Simmons?
The Richard Simmons picture.
These are the things that we text each other.
I sent you the Richard Simmons
Everyone's
picture.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you guys must have interesting texts.
It
like,
said
no,
the message
like
to
this.
Shaq failed to send. Have you like?
He's got you blocked.
Are you blocked now? I mean, are
no,
we.
You're not blocked.
Is yeah, there
blocked.
A new number?
Like, you're oh. like Shannon Sharp.
Wait a minute. There
Shannon,
is a
now yeah. Shaq.
No, it's Shannon just can't park. So,
you wonder why you're
no undies, Chuck. That is very, very good.
All right. Well, Andy Bernstein's coming up here in just a second. Longtime Lakers photographer. He's got a book out he wrote with Kobe called The Mamba Mentality.
Can't wait to read it.
I'm sure he has Shaq stories.
And we're going to push him to
he
get
He doesn't
them.
Have any Shaq stories.
I'm
Cut it
sure
out.
He's got
we're
some
gonna
Shaq.
Push him. We're going to push him, and there's going to be at least one embarrassing story.
Oh, there. Stop it.
I promise you, we're getting
right,
it
well,
out of
him. He's on now, so hold on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, there he is.
Shalom, my brother. Barak Hashem, La Shana Tova, La Hayatham.
La Shana Tova to you, buddy. You know what's that beat, right?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, big fella. How are you? Where are you right now?
Well, right now I'm at the Shaq Cast Studios, which is at an undisclosed location on side of farm.
He's got his house.
All right. Yeah.
He likes being you. Close to the farm animals, Andy. That's really yeah, what he enjoys.
Hey, I've known him a long time. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Andy, you got to tell us. Andy has to tell us something that we don't know. Andy Bernstein, longtime Lakers photographer. You got to tell us something that we don't know about Shaq. There has to be something. We've worked with him for years, but you've got to know some story or otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. I got something for you. Shaq, the big fella, is afraid of little fish. Did you know that?
Little fish.
Oh,
little
no.
fish.
Oh, he's got a story.
There's a story.
Here's a story. Open it up. Shaq, just
I'll
sit back.
I'll tell the story, big fella, whether you
All
like
right.
it or not.
Go ahead.
We're in Hawaii, right? And this is the big man's camp, I think after your rookie season, right, that
yep.
you went out.
Pete Newell big
and,
man camp,
And
yep.
Pete Newell's camp, yep. And we decided that on an off afternoon, we would go to Hanama Bay where, you know, you can go snorkeling and see all the little fishies and have a lot of fun. So we got a big handful of frozen peas, if you remember. And Shaq puts on the fins and he's got the snorkel on and he's wading in. And I remember you got pretty much like up to your knees and then you stuck your head in the water. And you saw all these little fish, and you like flipped out. You just ran full speed with the fins on, which was quite the scene, right out of the water.
I wish you'd gotten that on film. If we had gotten a documentation of that.
Well, we did get a few pictures, but I was too busy laughing. I think too.
Was Shaq speedo or no speedo?
It was kind of in between speedo.
Yeah,
it was,
speedo.
Yeah, it was a little bit, you know, like mid-thigh length speedo.
And
well, that's necessary with Shaq.
You guys right. don't know, but Andy's been a good friend of mine. We have a book that we sold two copies. It's called FU.
Two copies of it.
Yeah, two copies. He has a copy and I have a copy, and it's called FU.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you what the book entails,
right.
but it's legendary.
Oh, that
legendary
is awesome.
Book.
Yeah.
Legendary
yeah.
book.
But I think, Shaq, you told me you lost your book, so I'm
yes.
really concerned that this book is out there in the world somewhere.
No, I didn't lose it. It's just misplaced in one of my cribs.
Are there words in this book? A lot of
no,
Shaq's books
no.
have pictures in
no.
it.
All
no,
pictures.
No,
all
no
pictures.
Work.
That's good.
Fabulous pictures.
Oh, I can only imagine.
They're very specific. They're very
yes.
specific.
Oh, no. I know what this is. I believe me. I don't want to stumble onto a
this
copy of that
This is the book
that
ends Shaq's career.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what it is.
This is the one with Shaq. Yeah. When you go for the when, so you're telling us, Andy, when Shaq tries yeah. to become a Supreme Court justice,
yes, oh yeah,
they're
done.
Coming to you.
Yes,
they're
done.
Coming to you for a copy of the book.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty undeniable evidence there. Myself, but,
well, he Andy actually wrote a real book, like an actual book, The Mamba Mentality: How I Play Alongside Kobe Bryant, which is in stores tomorrow.
That'll be
book's
awesome.
In stores yeah, tomorrow. So.
Andy,
that's
how'd
right.
you get involved
right.
in the, how did you get, obviously, relationship with Kobe, but tell us about the project and how your involvement came about.
Well, Shaq knows that I knew Kobe from day one when he first put on the Clipper. I'm sorry, Clipper. The Lakers.
Oh!
So when he first put out the Laker uniform in 96 at Media Day, he had just turned 18, and we developed, you know, a nice relationship. And, you know, Shaq knows that I was pretty much embedded with the team in those days. I would travel with them. I would go to practices. I was always in the locker room or the training room. And, you know, there's a lot of trust built up. I mean, Shaq and I had built that friendship and trust going back to Orlando. But with Kobe, you know, it took a little bit of time. And once Phil came in, I had a really great relationship with Phil going back to the Bulls days. So I was pretty much given access to the team, you know, whenever and whenever I wanted, so which was terrific. So Kobe and I kind of, you know, I was privy to a lot of his personal workouts, a lot of times in the training room when he was recovering from injury or Gary Beatty was doing his masterpiece tape jobs on his busted finger, his ankles, or whatever it was. And because of my access and the fact that I was able to build trust, and which is one of the things I really pride myself on throughout my career, and the relationships that I have with these tremendous people, not just athletes, but they're great guys. You know, got towards the end of Kobe's career, and I had built a big body of work. I had photographed him for 20 full years. I mean, I don't think there's ever really been a photographer who's photographed one athlete in one city for 20 years. And after he retired, I came up with this idea of a book, and I went to him with the idea, and he said, we're going to do a book together, but we're not doing that book. I said, okay, because I want to do a big, like, sort of coffee table kind of, you know, big, bold photos of my iconic photos of him. And he wanted to do a deep dive into how he played, to really peel back the Mamba mentality, to get fans and coaches and anybody who loves basketball and him into his mind, because he never really let anybody in, as Shaq knows. He kind of was an enigma, kind of to himself most of the time. So the book is 100% in his words and 100% of my photos. So it's really an amazing collaboration. I was really proud of the fact that we could partner together on it, and really excited because it's getting a lot of great buzz and people are very excited to get it.
You know, guys, what I've always loved about Andy is Andy will always hand you precious memories in an envelope. When I first came into the NBA, of course, you see a lot of photographers, right, snapping pictures. Mm-hmm. But I remember one off day, Andy hands me an envelope. I mean, I didn't really know who he was. And it was about 50 pictures of precious memories, the draft, the this and that. And, like, you know, we became friends for long. And then, like, I would, you know, I never bothered him, but I would say, hey, remember this game? And, like, he'd email me pictures. He'd send me the pictures. So, Andy, thank you for always recharging my precious memories.
Oh, of course. You know, I know that career is, you know, it's a short part of your life, but it's a very important part, and you want to remember it. And if I can help in that way, you know, that's part of my job.
Andy,
and I love doing it.
Andy, what's your most memorable thing about getting to observe the Shaq-Kobe relationship, which in my lifetime may be the most talked about teammates relationship in the history of pro sports?
Well, it's something that Kobe writes about in the book. He writes very specifically about how he and Shaq had a lot of time together, especially in the training room, and they would purposely get taped together so that they could have a little back and forth conversation. And Kobe felt that set the tone for the game, for the rest of the team, that he and Shaq could have that time together. I was lucky enough to be in there a lot of those times when they were just shooting it around, you know, and it was just basically Shaq, Kobe, me and Gary Beatty a lot of the time. And, these guys were incredible competitors. I mean, they complemented each other. I mean, honestly, I know the big fellas on the call here, but I can't imagine a better 1-2 combo ever in the history of the NBA. And I don't think we'll ever see it again. So, you know, my experience with them, is very private, and it's very, honest and very true. And, you know, people say a lot of stuff, and a lot of people don't know a lot of stuff because I was there and I saw it. I saw how these guys wanted to win, and they wanted to win together. And, you know, Phil was able to kind of get them to play their best. And I think Shaq will attest to that, that Phil knew what buttons to push and when to push them. And sometimes, you know, there was a little bit of friction, but friction sometimes works. It works in a family, too. Gets you to do your best. And, you know, I love being around those guys. I really did. And when we got to shoot, you know, those three photos, you know, Shaq after the championships on the backdrop, you guys holding the trophies. I mean, there's nothing better than that. And it was all worth it.
That. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
The Mamba mentality, how I play, out in stores tomorrow, the 23rd of October.
And Andy, you have a podcast also, right?
I do, my friend. Thank you. It's Podcast One, and your network, the great Norm Pattis, asked me to come on, and I have a podcast called Legends of Sport. I talk to iconic athletes and people around the game, any game of sports, owners, people, trainers, anybody who means something in the world of sports and has contributed. We try to get them on and get their perspective and kind of look down into a career that sometimes people don't really get to see. So it's been a lot of fun for me. I got a second season coming up, which is going to be coming up around, I think, the 13th of November. The first season was really, really fun. I'm really busy doing my day and night job right now, which is getting ready for the season to start. I just had the busiest preseason I've ever had in my life.
I can imagine.
Well, they got that free agent. What's his name? The guy they added?
Beasley, right?
Beasley, yes, it was Beasley.
It was. Yeah.
That was good.
It was, yeah.
That's right. Good. Hey, all great job, Andy. Everyone needs to listen to the podcast, and thanks for making time for us.
Shalom, my brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Big fella, see you soon, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The great Andy Bernstein.
That is awesome.
How many of his pictures are hanging in your house?
Oh, all of them.
I was going to say, because he's captured, like, I mean, so many incredible moments from your career. It's like...
I mean, really, that is... I mean, that's... And the Lakers, by the way, that's a first-class operation, because there are teams that do not have an embedded photographer. There are teams that will have freelancers in each city take pictures for them and things like that. The Lakers, you know, whatever, you know, it's first class, right, Shaq?
First class all the way.
I remember the joy and the spirit of Peter Pan. I mean, seriously, Shaq flitters around our studio every single week. There's a place where you don't have to grow up. Even though the world tells you to, Rob Jenners was just here, Shaq. He was just at Disney World. We all love it here on the show.
Yes, we do. It's tough being an adult, but at Walt Disney World, you can put the adulting on pause and let the everyday stresses of life disappear.
I saw Rob come back after a week at Disney. You need unwinding because you have a very demanding job other than this job.
Oh, yes.
And you came back and you seemed relaxed. You've been in the parks all week. You've been running around all week, and you loved it.
There's nothing better. It's there's no stress. It's all fun. You know, it's not all about, you know, the little ones either. We can walk around the world in Epcot and get a drink in every country, and you know, she can have fun. We can have fun. It's just, I love it.
At Disney World, you don't have to grow up, and Walt Disney World's the perfect example of an escape for millennials because there's an entirely new way to experience as an adult without kids. So, and I'm telling you, too, when you just go, even Disney Springs, whether it's Epcot, everything is first class.
And don't forget, there's so many cool attractions and characters that bring your childhood to life. We know Rob was giggling and cackling and all that. And you get to create some new memories, and the world tells you that you have to grow up. We say you do not have to grow up at Walt Disney World. You don't have to grow up, America.
You don't.
You don't?
You absolutely do not. All right, well, we are closing in, though, I think. We got to start kind of getting to a point here where we're picking a winner for the theme song. Now, I have four new entries this week for our theme song competition, and I think I've got about five or so in the bank from previous weeks, so let's do our four new entries. Maybe we'll see, of these, who do you want to move on? And then maybe next week or the week after here, guys, we could pick a winner.
Okay,
good. We got to do it here. All right, let's start with Matthew Cruz sends us this one. Here's your first entry this week.
Every Monday. Circle, we're on live. I'm gonna do it, then
right, so that's our first entrance.
Not bad.
John didn't like it.
I could tell the guy put his heart into it, but he don't have the funds to get the proper studio.
It had
the vocals,
a nice little beat to it.
Yeah, the vocals were very low. You know, he probably did that at this house. But whoever you are, homeboy, that was a hell of a job.
Yeah, it was. I thought he did a real good job there. All right, C-Block is back. He's already got an entry in this competition. He came back with another one. This one's called...
A remix?
Flava in Your Ear is the name of this one.
I'm back. It's the numero uno, the podcast Shag Daddy, back when he was driving a black caddy in the back alleys of Cali, headed to the Staples Center. When you used to have that Laker in you, from the west side down to Miami, you won a championship with Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley. Never defeated and always dunking the meanest, but I can never understand why you got traded to Phoenix. Then you went to the Cavs, and I applaud you, my man, from a fan with that you, LeBron, could have been champs. And Shaq, your accolades are awesome, but we never mentioned Boston. Shout out to Rob Jenner, John Kincaid, and B-Dog for making this thing an audio wave. And say, all your other callers copy my style, so you should send me 4 gram with a smile. And that's just for the double take.
All right, that was
I like that.
That was C-Block's second entry.
Like that.
Very good.
What you think, John?
I like it.
Hold on, John. John, you ain't like that flavor, yeah?
Oh,
flavor.
Something else in his ear.
I didn't taste anything.
You like that flavor, yeah?
I didn't taste anything.
Playoffs.
All right. I thought that was good. I really like that.
Yeah, I like that.
No, they're good guys. No, they're good guys. I just didn't. It's not, honestly, those two offerings were not upbeat enough for me.
All right, that's more John speed.
Yes, hey, and believe me, that's, you know what?
Hey, John, would you like to go viral to get your Instagram and Twitter followers up?
How would I do that?
We need to redo the Patrick Swayze, Chris Farley dance to that song. Tuxedo, tuxedo, bow tie, cufflings, and no shirt.
Not sure if I'm doing that.
Come on, John.
Get your followers up.
Just worry about getting it up, big man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I got blue boys for that.
Okay. This next one's from Corey. This is called Barbecue Chicken is the name of this one.
Uh-oh. It's time for that podcast. Which one? I'll tell you about it. Hey, Kenny, what's that? Man, it's barbecue chicken. Barbecue chicken. I said it's barbecue chicken. Big podcast with Shaq. Now that's right. Barbecue
B-Dog's
chicken.
Waving
Even
this
the
one
black
off.
Man's rejecting this one.
Yeah, no, all right. No.
Hey, look, if you're going to take the time,
B-Dog,
I'm going to be. We appreciate
that?
Him,
it's
though.
It's barbecue chicken.
Yeah. We appreciate him. His attempt.
Yeah,
we just wish it hadn't sucked.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, we just
right,
wish
sorry,
it hadn't.
Sorry, Corey.
Corey, sorry.
All right, sorry, Corey. Hey, look, if you're going to do...
Is that Corey Booker, by the way?
It might be. If you're going to take the time, I'm going to put it on the air. All right, one more. This is another one from James Jackson. Again, this is his maybe third entry.
Man, okay,
the
JJ.
Contest.
Is he related to Jesse?
JJ.
Yeah, all right.
Or Michael.
This one is called West Coast Flair.
I'm gonna tell you just like this. I'm drunk.
Up in the morning, life is real. Cause we got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem. Up in the morning, life is real. Cause we got to pay these bills. From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem.
B-Dog said he like that West Coast, and this is that smooth, mellow groove. Keep your head focused. Eyes on the prize, you realize that is motivation. Just like Rob Jenner's the best technician for any station. It's just amazing with John Kincaid, the laughs he gave. Got my stomach hurting for days, high praise. And Shaq Diesel, grand poobah the leader. Might not be there when you call him, but he right there when you need him.
Up in the morning, I'm going to say this now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now.
Ooh.
Hey, JJ, ain't he going to call? What's his name? James. Forget all that. You JJ. I can put this in my car. If I had a convertible, I'd drop that top back, and we're going to ride to this.
This is a great. This is a cool vibe to it.
This is West Coast play.
Yeah. That is a real cool vibe to
it. Oh, yeah, I like this
Now, would you be doing the gangsta lean?
Oh, we leaning everything.
You'd be doing the gangsta lean.
I'm all today is a good day lean. You know how Ice Cube was lean?
What's the difference between that and the gangsta lean?
Next time I beat John, we playing that song.
That made you feel like you're about to be entertained. Like that's very good.
Look, good entries.
The quality was amazing.
Really good. So,
and by the way, can I something about production? Can I just say
this is where the guy who does no production lectures us on production.
Does everybody now have to make it sound like scratchy? Or that there's interference on the line.
Vinyl.
I hate that crap.
To make it sound like vinyl.
Stop it. It's overdone. Vinyl. It's overdone. And it's been done. And now somebody thought that was cool. Guess what? A year and a half ago. And now everybody's trying to do the same thing. The next key, the creative person, is going to come up with something that's original. And they'll be the first.
Well, John, everything is like a copycat league. It's like football and basketball. Everything kind of comes full circle. People use it again. They just use it
It's too much. Guess what? The only reason the music used to sound like that is because it was crappy in delivery. It was crappily delivered.
All right.
Let's not try to... We're trying to get away from the crap and trying to get to the high quality.
Well, JJ, that wasn't crap.
JJ, that was awesome. Strong.
That was great.
I think everybody, even the ones who weren't that great this week, thank you guys
very
much for
putting
it in. Well,
they weren't that great.
That was very good. I'm thinking maybe next week we'll pick a winner here.
All right, that sounds good.
I don't know what's going to beat that.
I don't know. Yeah, we got a couple previous ones that are very good.
A couple previous ones are really good.
So we'll play our favorites and we'll let Shaq pick a winner. So
hey, this college football season, remember, a little exaggeration is going to make every story more interesante. Like Dos Equis, the only beer Steve Spurrier stopped for every time the crowd carried him off the field.
But don't take it from us. Take it from the head ball coach himself, who once told a reporter, "I love winning, but nothing hits the spot like a post-game Dos Equis while sitting atop a fan caravan. I'd say, giddy up, you Wild fans. Take me away. That Dos Equis isn't going to drink itself. Amen, Steve. Amen."
But most importantly, remember to keep it interesante this college football season with Dos Equis, the official beer sponsor of the college football playoff.
Drink Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2018, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. All right, I don't feel too good about this, but we're going to do it anyway.
Oh, I love it. In the sky, here we go. Twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book.
A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
What?
Hey man, I need you to learn the lyrics, big dog.
It's Reading Rainbow. It sort of fits the segment.
All right, now.
So Shaq wanted to do a segment called Reading Rainbow
because so many people can't read.
Right.
Including
Shaquille.
Let's be honest. That's why LeVar Burton made all that money all those years.
All right. So here's
on nonprofit television. Yes.
Thank you to some listeners who sent some of this stuff over. I went and I found a couple of these on my own. I tried to find people screwing up very easy things to read. We're going to start with Wheel of Fortune, the classic game show. There's a couple here. This guy's puzzle was mythological hero Achilles. All of the letters were on the board. All he had to do
is read it.
Was read it.
Nice solve.
Oh, well, that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Can't accept that.
Achilles.
Shelby.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Yeah, that's it.
He couldn't say Achilles.
You idiot!
Imagine if he had $100,000 on the line for that. Wow!
Oh, and you couldn't. All right,
he's got to be kidding.
Well, this guy's not done. He's got a couple more puzzles here.
The same guy?
The same guy.
Oh no!
This chick steals two more from him. The next one was world's fastest, and he had everything but the blank for man, the letter M. He had A and N. So this is what happened. And then the next one, you're going to hear what happens on that one, too.
300.
Speed.
Can I solve?
Yeah.
The world's fastest man.
Yeah, that's it.
But he thought so it was the world's fastest can.
Yeah.
Okay, that
what
guy's
is that? Right. Pepsi.
It's the world's fastest can. And then the very last one. He's got one more. It was on the board. It said, on the spot, D-C-S-N. So what would you think that is, John? On the spot.
Decision.
Space, decision. Yeah, on the spot decision, yeah, decision. Right? Okay.
Right.
Here's his guess.
Solve.
Go ahead.
On the spot dice spin.
Shelby?
On the spot decision.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
On the spot dice spin.
Oh my God.
This white chick next to him just stole every single one of his.
How can that happen?
Rob?
How
that's
can
what
you?
It was.
Why'd you call her a white chick?
Oh, because she was just looking at him. He'd screw it up, well, and she'd be like,
then,
"I'll solve."
Then okay, then everyone's going to ask, "What color was
I'll
he?"
I'll solve. She was just staring at him like, "Come on, screw it up."
Because he
up.
Wouldn't be saying this white chick if she was. Where
to have
it from
a safe
a
answer,
guy.
Rob? I don't know what color he was.
I don't remember.
Sure you don't.
All
buddy.
People look the same to Rob.
Sure you don't.
Rob
buddy.
Doesn't see color.
Yes.
Except in stupid people on game shows.
That's absolutely right. It was a brother. All right.
That'll be on next week's Black Guy or White Guy.
Black Guy or White Guy. All right. How about this one? This is Kendall Jenner.
Oh, geez.
At the 2014 Billboard Music Awards, she cannot read the teleprompter. The name of the band.
5 Seconds of Summer. I know
five
them.
5 Seconds of Summer.
And I know them. Right. I know this band.
Well, here's Kendall.
They made their debut on the Billboard 200 number 2 this summer. And now we welcome one. Guys, I'm the worst reader.
Oh my God.
They're only getting bigger. Take a look.
Oh, she just gave up.
Oh my God.
All she had to say was 5 Seconds of Summer.
How could she not read
and
5 Seconds
just
of Summer?
She looked at the words and gave
she
up.
Couldn't read them.
Just gave up.
Maybe she was too busy doing a stupid-ass reality show when she should have been doing homework.
Hey! Jeez. That might have been it. That
I would suggest
it.
That.
I'm not very proud of the last one.
You can't read 5 Seconds of Summer?
No, you can't.
That's horrifying.
This is very hard. This one comes to us from a very popular morning radio show called The Breakfast Club.
Okay. Yeah.
Very very good, great show, good people.
Yep.
This was back when 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather were feuding about who could read. And who couldn't read? Well, the Breakfast Club had Floyd in studio. They wanted him to read a liner. Here was the liner they wanted Floyd Mayweather to read. Here's the liner.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourstripes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps business find candidates with the best training. How long was that?
10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds.
All right, so that was the liner they wanted Floyd to read.
Okay, so, but who was that guy?
That's Charlemagne the God.
That's Charlemagne, reading the liner.
Okay.
Here's the liner.
I thought it was Stephen A. Smith's
So that was them
brother
saying,
with a lisp.
No.
Okay.
That was them saying, here's the liner. Here's Floyd.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
I'm not laughing at that.
I know. I'm laughing. I told you I wasn't proud of it.
Guess what? It's hilarious, though.
I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio.
Oh my God!
For the show, Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets.
How did this
go
get
to
out?
The show? Your Stripes.
How did this all?
They played it on the air.
Oh, your they did not when he was in the studio.
Go to showyourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org.
Oh my God. Okay.
A website that connects veterans with employees.
I know you're
I'm
not.
Laughing at that.
Let's I know go. You're not. Okay.
Let's go.
The
come
website
on.
That connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates
to that?
With the best training.
Oh my God.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes movement.
Okay, at that point is when they actually put their hands up and said, Stop playing it.
Hey.
So that was like a minute 10. It goes on for probably much longer than that.
No.
So.
Hey.
Look, you said 5 people that couldn't read.
Take a look.
There it is.
You can't read.
You can say whatever you want about 50 Cent, but he was right on that.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
All right. I told you I wasn't proud of it. That's our debut episode of reading Rainbow. Might be the only one we ever do. But
oh my God,
that's
what
we got out of it. So there you go.
Oh man.
Hey, I'm big fella, you still there?
Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah, I'm still there.
He got real quiet.
Oh, yeah, he did. Shaq, you still on?
I guess who's got the motherfucking camera shining on me?
Right, that's because he's afraid of Floyd.
He's afraid of Floyd?
Because he knows that there's some people that could kick his ass.
Oh, yeah, right. Stop it.
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Shaq even knows.
Oh, will you stop it?
Shaq knows that there's some people who could kick his ass, so he doesn't want to laugh. And Floyd's one of those guys.
Floyd's his friend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But Floyd could go up to Shaq.
Like I told you, I wasn't proud of it.
Stop it, John.
You don't think Floyd could...
Stop it. No, he cannot. No, I don't think he cannot.
You sound very sensitive about this. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I am.
Like you don't know that he can kick your ass?
I would never let a little man with my...
Did you just call him a little man?
Yeah.
Well, compared to Shaquille?
Wait a minute. What I'm saying is...
I'm calling you a little man and Rob and B-Dog.
Yes.
So Shaq believes if him and Floyd...
Oh, my God. Will you stop... I fought Sugar Shane. Check it out. I fought Oscar De La Hoya. Check it out. I'm going to get mine. Then.
I don't care how trained of a boxer Floyd is. You think he's really knocking out Shaq?
I didn't say knock out.
Yeah.
You think he's really... He can't reach his face.
Will you stop it, John?
Could Shaq reach him?
Yeah.
Could he tire out Shaq in one round?
No, he cannot. No, John.
Could he tire out Shaq in one round?
John, I'm a fighter. No. I just went to a whole UFC 5 round and didn't get tapped out.
Let Floyd catch one hit. Let him catch that one wrong hit to the jaw. Yeah. Lights
Guess
out.
What? You're talking about one of the most skilled, masterful boxers in the world. He's not going to get caught with one.
All right.
B-Dog, he's not going to get caught with one. Shaq's going to have to go 12 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. And guess what? Shaq, I love you.
The ring
you ain't
that
going
big.
12 rounds. You ain't going. Guess what?
You're right, because it ain't going to go that long.
It ain't going to go 12. Might not go 6.
All right. I hope the hell Dan Patrick gets this audio. Because I know Dan would get to the bottom
stop
of this.
It,
I know,
Flo-
I'm telling you
Floyd,
right now.
Floyd, that's a white man trying to divide us. I don't want to fight you, brother.
Yeah. I'm just trying to promote it and get my share of the tape.
The white man dividing us, the white man getting rid of Dwight Howard. I just don't get it.
Tell you what, man.
This is...
All right. Let's get down to work, boys. We have to for week 8 of the NFL season. I've been very impressed with the way you guys have come around.
Oh, have you?
Your insights have been pretty good.
We try.
But I've got some good ones for you that I think will hopefully set us up well for success. How about the Bears at home against the Jets?
Bears.
Oh,
you like
really?
Wait a minute.
The Bears.
Wow.
Jets.
Wow, Rob, you come from Jets
country. I'm saying Bears all day.
I'm saying Bears all day, too.
Okay, well, it's the Bears then.
Okay, Bears.
I'm just surprised by you. I didn't know. Yeah.
I'm a little surprised at that one.
Where the Jets come from.
Okay, how about this one for you? The we're going to the Steelers at home against the Browns. Revenge for the tie game at the beginning of the year?
Oh, no, the Steelers are coming around. Yeah, Steelers. I think Steelers.
I think Steelers in that one. I really do. I love that one. Just because
Steelers.
The Steelers do deserve...
Shaquille's on the same
page.
Yeah,
they got to get on there. Okay, the Rams are at home against the Packers. We need to pass that one.
Yeah.
Pass.
Because you just know, we could pick the Rams almost any week.
And, hold on. Aaron Rodgers, I love you. I think you're the best quarterback in football, but you're going to be on your behind most of that game.
But you're right. We're right to pass it.
I'm not
it.
Touching that.
We're right to pass it. Okay, how about this one for you? The Patriots are at the Bills.
Oh,
Monday Night
Patriots
Football.
All day.
Patriots. Okay.
Yeah, Patriots.
Bills defense is pretty good. But
is that going to be our pick of the week?
Yeah.
Is that going to be the lock?
Yeah, that's the lock.
Okay, that might be the lock that we use on that one. Okay, this is where it gets a little more dicey as far as our choosing where we're going to go. I like the Bengals at home against the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's scoring a lot of points.
Andy Dalton should have a field day.
Andy Dalton, I think, is going to just tear up.
We can ride with that.
The secondary of the Bucs. We need one more, and this is where it gets dicey because it's a lot of bye weeks.
Yeah.
We're getting in here. The Eagles are playing the Jags in London. I'm not willing to take either one of those teams. Just the games in London. Are you guys leaning?
I think the Eagles win that game because the Jags look like dog food.
I say the Eagles win that game because I don't trust Blake Bortles.
Okay, well, Shaq's saying we might steal this one.
Dodge that.
How about if we steal that? How about and we don't want to take Chiefs at home against the Broncos, do we?
Why not?
Wow, you're that big on the Broncos? Broncos were...
No, you said the Chiefs are at home?
Yes.
Oh, the Chiefs are winning that game.
Yeah, I mean, I would lean toward Kansas City.
I thought
that.
The Broncos gave the Rams
Broncos
a hell of
defense.
A game yesterday.
That's fine, but I don't know how long I can trust Case Keenum.
Yeah, it's the truth. All right, Chiefs it is.
All right.
How about this? We'll go Bears, Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, and the Patriots will be our Monday Night Football lock in Week 8. BetOnline.ag kicks some serious booty, Rob.
You've been spending money.
It's really good, and it's a good place to be able to hang out. And if we need your help making picks, so you can send them in every week, thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com. And we were going to get to reward your help with $100 in credit on betonline.ag. They've got odds on each show involved in the season-long Sportsnet Challenge. And the wait's over now because the NBA is officially back. With LeBron in L.A. and Kawhi in Toronto and Melo in Houston, who's going to take over the East? I say Philly's got a shot, but it looks like Boston. Golden State going for three in a row. All the NBA action that you want is only at one place, and that's betonline.ag.
Visit betonline.ag, your online sportsbook expert. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. And while the NBA just started, we also get all the NFL, college football, and, of course, the most exciting time of the year in baseball as the World Series closes in. October is truly the greatest month in all of sports.
It really is. So jump in now. You don't want to miss a moment. It's betonline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1, spell it out, to claim your 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet.
Hey, you guys, it's Natalie Eva Marie, and I am so excited. I have a brand new show on Podcast One called The Natalie Eva Marie Show, co-hosting with my husband, Jonathan Coyle.
Handsome husband, babe.
And you guys might know me from WWE, Total Divas, my fashion line, NEM Fashion.
And you guys might know me from the CrossFit world and the fitness community. I'm really, really pumped for this show. We get to interview the kings and queens of their respective fields. I'm talking celebrities, athletes, activists, people that are top of the line in business. I'm really, really excited.
Anything that you guys want to hear about, we're going to talk about, including whatever guests you guys want us to have on. You will be included 100%.
Oh, absolutely. We want this to be very, very interactive. You guys tell us who you want to bring on, and we'll bring them on.
That's right. So you guys make sure to download new episodes of The Natalie Eva Marie Show every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and the Podcast One app. And make sure to rate and review.
And rate and review 5 stars.
That's right. Take us to the top, baby.
Anything less than 5 will not be accepted.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
This week's edition of Borderline. All right, let's...
Rob,
yeah, buddy.
Before we start, I'm going to need you to try to come up with a You From Jersey, I'm From Jersey segment. Celebrities.
Okay.
You from Jersey? From Jersey. Oh, we can play a game
we'll
one week.
We'll make that next week's game.
Yeah, you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
I'm from Jersey.
You from Jersey?
Make a note.
I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey.
Right, next week's game will be you from Jersey.
You
I'm
from Jersey?
Jersey?
I'm from Jersey.
All right. So thanks to Bernard at our Gmail who sends us this from Gary Owens' podcast, a friend of Shaquille's, has been on the show before, and he's talking about what it takes to be a successful stand-up comedian on his podcast. It is a podcast-to-podcast borderline.
Look, as long as people are talking about you, that's the goal in this business. I love when people say, keep my name out your mouth. I'm like, no, keep my name all in your mouth. I want to be in your molars, your front teeth, your tongue, your esophagus.
Oh,
I want to be all in you. Keep my name in your mouth, good or bad. Keep it in your mouth.
Gary.
That's very good advice from Gary.
Keep it in your mouth.
That's absolutely right. All right, this one's from Mike at our Gmail, another podcast to podcast borderline. This is CeCe Sabathia, Yankees pitcher.
Yes.
Talking about his very first pitching coach. The man's name is Dick Pohl.
Yes.
Was his very
That's
first pitching coach.
That's a real pitching coach.
I know.
It is not.
It yes, is it is. I swear it's Dick Pohl.
And
it really, he does exist.
Well, he speaks.
Well, that's my name, too.
he speaks fondly of
him. No, your name is Dick Gazinia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Well, he speaks very fondly of Dick Pohl.
A very old school pitching coach. My very first pitching coach was Dick Pohl. He was tough. He was rough on me, man.
He used to be rigid, but he kind of softened up the later he got in his career.
But not with me. He was
totally not. That's, like, he totally missed that joke. That was spectacular.
Yeah, that was great.
Keep it in your mouth.
Absolutely right. All right, this next one comes to us from George at our Gmail. It is behind-the-scenes footage from a local news station. The anchor is trying to record a tease, and this is what we get.
I'm Scott Joe.
And I'm Lyndon. Now, tomorrow's the first day of fall. Soon enough, it'll finally feel like it, when we could see a big dip in the temperatures in just a moment.
Yeah, exactly right. The male anchor cracks up laughing.
We could see a big dick.
Well,
tomorrow.
It's the first day of fall.
Yes. Keep it in your mouth.
All right, that's absolutely right.
Hey, he sounds a little like Stephen A. Smith.
Keep it in your mouth.
Yeah, he does. You're right. A little bit.
He's a little Stephen A. Smith to him.
You think everybody sounds like Stephen A. Smith lately?
However,
pretty much.
Hey,
all right,
I haven't seen Brick on GH lately. I wish you'd get back in there.
Terrible. Thanks to Grant at our Gmail. This is from First Up in Toronto, which I guess is a radio show. They're talking about Steelers cornerback Joe Hayden's 3 a.m. drug testing, which is something that he's been going through. And I think that they kind of screw up what bodily fluids really are, because we get this.
If somebody told you you need to pee, you think you can do it right on the spot?
It's like a mental block.
It's a mental block. Mm-hmm. So now, all morning while you're there, you're just chugging all kinds of bodily fluids.
Wait, chugging bodily fluids,
yeah.
Really?
Trying to get yourself...
I don't think that's what you're doing.
Sorry, not bodily fluids.
Oh, my God.
That sounded terrible.
Yikes.
Okay, save that way. That sounded terrible.
Yeah. It's really gross.
You're chugging bodily fluids.
But the answer to his question, I could pee on demand.
I can pee on demand.
I can't.
I can squeeze a little pee out.
No, I can't.
Seriously.
Squeeze a little pee out.
Give me a cup right now. I'll just
I have a confession, John.
Yeah, what's that?
So one time, because you know they do random drug tests, right?
Yeah.
You use the Dickinator or whatever it is?
No, I didn't use the Dickinator. So one time they caught me and I didn't have to pee. So I drank a gallon of water and my pee was too clear. So a lot of times when your pee is too clear, they give you automatic foul. I said, no, just let me pee again. So I had to pee. I had to wait for about an hour and then come back and pee.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. See, I can't. I can't on demand, like, pee. I'm like, no, I can't.
I'm going to on-demand pee right now.
Keep it in your mouth.
Don't do that.
Right over here, right
get
now.
Get out of there. Don't you dare.
Knowing John ought to
I'm
pee
gonna
in
prove it to you.
All right,
no, wait, hold on a minute. Time out.
I'm going to prove it to you.
This would be the second time that somebody during this podcast has peed in this studio. Don't do it.
Pee. I'm not going to pee.
Little snitch.
I didn't say you.
B-Dog, he just snitched you up.
I didn't say you.
Did you pee in the middle of the podcast?
Don't pee.
Couldn't
are
have
you
been
really?
Me. I go to the restroom.
I'm not going to pee right now.
Jesus,
look,
John.
It's theater of the mind, Rob. I'm making voices that sound like pee.
So B-Dog, if I pee in a bottle and I don't spill any, is that nasty?
If you pee in a bottle and don't spill any?
Yeah, don't spill any.
Nah.
Yeah, that's not nasty. That's good.
It's not nasty. The aroma in this studio for like hours after.
So you never tell me.
This ain't a toilet. Spill?
So hold on, Rob. You mean to tell me all those times you drive to Disney, you pull over at every rest stop, everything
yes.
you got to pee?
Yes.
I don't. I whip out an old core bottle because I got the big entrance at the top, and I just let it loose. And then I just pour it out the window.
Oh, no way, man.
Whoa.
Oh,
Jesus no.
Christ,
I'm just playing America.
John just filled a Dunkin' Donuts cup in here.
Damn. Why,
Jesus,
Big John?
John?
John.
Oh.
John.
Yes.
$80,000 to your favorite charity. Take a sip.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I got
come on, John. No.
John, so $80,000 cash.
He did it in the cup he's been drinking out of all day. I'm waiting to see if, like, his instinct takes over and he just grabs it on accident.
So hold on. I need y'all to go out and get three cups.
No.
No, I'm not doing anything.
No,
listen. Three cups, shuffle it behind
the
towel.
No, I wouldn't drink.
I
wouldn't drink again today if I was in the middle of the desert.
Hell no.
Say hell to the no.
Hell no.
Oh, man.
But that's not a lot of pee.
Hey, you know what? That should be a game show.
That could pass for ginger ale.
Yeah. Drink Gatorade or drink pee. We're going to shuffle the cups.
I would
tell us which one you get for $1 million.
I wish you would forget and pick up that cup and take a sip.
It won't happen.
Yeah,
please.
I'm waiting for muscle memory to take over because he's always grabbing that cup.
I do drink a lot.
You do.
I drink a large unsweet iced tea every day that size, and then I fill that up in a 3-hour show. I then fill that up minimum twice.
Oh.
Minimum twice.
And you only filled that thing once?
I've peed since. I peed before the podcast today.
All right, well, that's this week's edition.
Keep it in your mouth.
Of Borderline.
Hey, here's some football facts that I know a lot of you might not even know about. First football game, played in 1869. In an average game, the ball's typically in play for only about 11 minutes. And finally, pizza consumption rates are going up during the week of a big game. Okay, you probably knew that last one. Well, here's another fact you might not know. It's actually really useful. Especially if you plan on tailgating. TrueCar also helps people get used cars.
That would be correct, John. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on the actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used.
And with True Car, users can see what others have paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying, and they're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience because they connect with True Car certified dealers.
When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
All right, it's time to play. You gotta blacken it up.
Yeah, I gotta blacken
it. Time to play Who's Bigger.
Wait a minute. In this, Peter Gabriel?
Yes, this is how Shock the Monkey started.
This is how it all started.
Because
okay.
of this song for Big Time.
And then he didn't know
Who's Bigger.
Okay, good.
All right. So I got five questions for you. I'm gonna give you two stats. It's up to you guys to select Who's Bigger.
All right.
And we'll do a best of five here. So we talked about Kobe training Shakir, possibly. And we talked about how Shaq is jealous that Dwayne Wade gets the farewell tour this year. So who's bigger? Kobe's career field goal percentage over his 20 seasons or D. Wade's over 15 seasons? Who's got a better field goal percentage?
I know the
answer.
Kobe
or D. Wade?
Can I text B-Dog so John can't cheat?
No.
Well, yeah, you can text him.
Yes, you can do that. That's fair.
I don't have his number. I don't have his number.
Well, John, why don't you just write your answer down?
Okay, that's what I'll do.
And hold it up, and then we'll get everybody's answer.
Got it.
All right, so better field goal percentage. Sorry, field goal percentage, not free throw. Field
okay.
goal.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. I'll hold up mine.
Kobe
and
or
then
Wade?
Deal.
Okay.
Okay, John, I got John's answer. Shaq?
D. Wade.
So did John said D. Wade, and you're both right. That is Kobe's 447, Wade 483.
By the way, the only reason I knew that is because when he decided to come back for another year, I saw a thing about that.
Oh, me too.
So
me too.
You saw the same thing, yes.
Yep.
Don't say me too. We don't want any scandals on the podcast.
It's a whole other segment. Shaq's the chicken man now, while Kincaid just spills sweet tea all around the office.
Unsweet.
Okay. So who's bigger? The number of broiler chickens produced for sale in 2017 or the number of gallons of tea produced for sale in 2017?
This close, because black people like tea with their chicken.
Very close. So it's broiler chickens produced or gallons of tea.
And there's no, and Kool-Aid doesn't count. It's got to
no,
be the real ice.
Kool-Aid doesn't count.
Got
tea.
It.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal, what do you say? I got John's answer.
I'm going to go with chickens.
John says chicken as well. Broiler chickens, 9 billion a year produced.
Then it definitely wins.
Tea, 1.9 billion
yep.
gallons
there
of
you
tea.
Go.
So, yeah, you both get a point there on
it's
that.
On you.
All right, question number three. We're 2 for 2.
Chicken and there we are.
We, of course, talked about. You stop yourself. We, of course, talked about Dwight Howard versus Shaq on Instagram a little bit here and there. They do share one thing, though. Neither of them was great from the free throw line. So, who's bigger? Career free throw percentage for Dwight Howard or career free throw percentage for Shaquille O'Neal?
Well, I wanted to be great at winning championships, so free throws don't matter. So probably Dwight, because he cares so much.
Okay. Well, John's saying no. John says Shaquille O'Neal. Dwight Howard, career free throw percentage, 566.
Shaq's better.
Shaquille O'Neal, career free throw percentage, 527.
52. Oh.
Yeah.
Bum, bum,
so unfortunately, Shaq
I
thanks,
lost
John.
Point.
Thanks, John, for the confidence.
I lost because of that bum, Shaq.
But I never cared.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Only in the finals.
Two of the worst laughs we've ever heard belong to Kawhi Leonard, who now all of a sudden I can't find his great laugh from the show. Yeah, he likes that. And Fran Drescher from The Nanny. Yeah, which is a horrible laugh.
She was working
laugh.
At the bridal shop in Flushing, Queens,
so
when her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes.
So who's bigger? The number of field goals attempted by Kawhi Leonard last season. Remember, he played 9 games. Or the total number of episodes of The Nanny.
The Nanny.
Yeah, so, The Nanny.
The
you
nanny.
Just gave us the answer.
The
Rob.
Nanny.
Jeez.
No, I said he only played 9 games.
No, The Nanny.
But you emphasize he only played 9 games.
Well, because if I would have said a whole season, it would have been in the thousands.
Right.
And there didn't make 1,000 episodes of The Nanny.
The Nanny went like 9 years.
Nanny.
The Nanny had 146 episodes.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard attempted 145 shots. The nanny wins by one.
Oh, the nanny won by one.
By
there
one.
You go.
So you guys throw
there
rocks at me. The difference was literally one.
That's crazy.
All right, Shaq's house
Mr.
has been
Mr. Sheffield.
Shaq's house has been up for sale for a while now.
Oh, 6 months. Cut it
People
out.
People think it's spooked.
We thought it would be sold before the NBA season. So who's bigger? The estimated square footage of Shaq's Orlando home or the capacity of the Wells Fargo Center in Philly where John's 76ers play? So square footage of Shaq's house or capacity of the Wells Fargo Center? Who's bigger?
Oh, my house way bigger.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'll go Wells Fargo.
John's going to go Wells Fargo Center. Shaq's house, 31,000 square feet.
John, the key word is capacity.
No, that's
Wells,
it.
Wells Fargo capacity, 19,500.
Oh, my gosh.
That's,
yeah, my gosh.
You'll never
like
be
that.
To me.
Wow. You're never going to sell that house either.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, buddy.
They're going to have to make an HGTV series out of it.
I want you to change my song.
Oh, again.
Oh, my gosh. To what?
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play that one.
Tom's Diner is the name of that terrible song. That's the end of this week's episode.
There we go.
So thank you.
Play
everybody.
My song. Let me hear it.
Oh, we still going with this song?
Yeah. Still going with this? Oh, man.
Turn it up.
This song is terrible.
Beat up, beat up.
Yo.
Throw your hands in the air.
And wave them like a just don't care.
Whenever he is say John.
John.
We'll lose.
We'll lose.
Say ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Say ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
You guys are incredible.
Terrible.
You guys are truly incredible. Back on white crime right now.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'll tell you.
Enough
of this.
Running rampant in the streets.
Not going to see any marches about this one.
We ride.
All right, everybody, let's get out here and roll. Love
Shaq, yeah. Thank you so much. Hope you had fun on the big podcast with Shaq today. We do appreciate you.
My studio's a toilet.
As always.
Pretty much.
It isn't, though.
It's a toilet.
I mean, it is. It's very clear.
No, it's not.
That would pass a drug test. That would be able to pass a drug test.
That piss is Laker yellow.
Oh, man. All right, everybody, be sure to send in your...
I'm glad I'm not there to analyze piss.
Any emails.
It's the big podcast
with Shaq at gmail.com.
What did you do today, Daddy? I analyzed John's piss. A little brown.
I'm just going to leave it sitting out on the table. See
a
if
little
someone...
brown. He's a little dehydrated.
Yeah. Have a great week. Big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com. And where else?
The big podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
And Facebook and at ShaqCast
on
Twitter.
Oh, there's a Vegas trip this week. You're going to find out about it.
Maybe.
Let's see. Bye bye.
All right. AP News headlines are coming up next, everybody. See you next week.
All right, guys.
Good job, fellas.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you.